o'clock on BBC Radio 3. Starting off with Ravel, Gaspard de la Nuit, and there's a Mozart Violin Concerto, number 3, at 2:30. First of all, with the time at 11:15, it's time to join Fiona Torkington for tonight's edition of Late Junction.
The sound of opera on the streets of Italy, a banda città ruvo di Puglia, and music from Verdi's Il Trovatore. Radio 3 and BBC Television are in the middle of an opera season at the moment, and you can read more about it at bbc.co.uk/opera. And there's a little more opera from me later on tonight. This is the banjo player and singer Jason Steele now, a song about not being able to sleep when there's a full moon. It's called Lycanthrope Stomp. Lycanthrope, and I didn't know this, being the scientific word for a werewolf.
Begins to shake, that sky grows dark. Lovers and their bears break each other's hearts. In the company of wolves, deep in the lustful trains, you rise from your bed and begin your days. Yes, begin your days.
Jason Steele and Lycanthrope Stomp. That's from his CD Fire Begot Ash. Los Angeles-based composer Akira Rabelais says that his work, even today, began when he was a four-year-old making his own musical instruments. His latest recording processes his guitar through an Arge Fontes lyre, which is a software instrument he designed himself. It's written like a poem and tended like a garden, he says. Thank you.
It's the farthest place I've ever been. It's a new frontier for me. And you balance things like you wouldn't believe, when you should just let things be. Yes, you juggle things, 'cause you can't lose sight of the wretched storyline. It's the narrative that must go on until the end of time. And you're guilty of some self-neglect, and the mind unravels for days I've told you once, yes, a thousand times, I'm better off this way. Better off this way. Where's my queen of hearts, my royal flush? I have cleaned and scrubbed her deck. My suicide, my better days, there's nothing I regret. I've placed the gold in a Ziploc bag, I've put them in a drawer. They've refused my prayers for the umpteenth time, so I'm evening up the score. Small metal gods from a casting line, from a factory in Mumbai. Some manual laborers, bread and butter, and a single-minded life. Small metal gods, cheap souvenirs, you've abandoned me for sure. I'm dumping you, my childish things. I'm evening up the score.
David Sylvian and Small Metal Gods, which comes from his CD of last year, Manavon. And that followed Akira Rabelais and Surface of Soft Steps, Violet's Whisper. which comes from his recent CD, Caduceus. Milton Nascimento again now from the second of the Clube da Esquina albums. Quite a different sound from the songs I played you yesterday. This is Paixão e Fé, Passion and Faith. The bells of the cathedral are ringing, calling everyone to prayer.
Está chamando seus fiéis para rezar por seu Senhor, para cantar a ressurreição. E sai o povo pelas ruas a cobrir de areia e flores as pedras do chão. Nas varandas vejo as moças e os lençóis, enquanto passa a procissão, louvando as coisas da fé.
Milton Nascimento and A Call to Prayer, Paixão e Fé. I've been featuring opera on Late Junction during this fortnight to coincide with Radio 3's and BBC Television's opera season. And this now is a prayer from the end of Poulenc's opera, The Dialogue of the Carmelites. The first time I saw this opera was a few years ago at English National Opera. It's set in a Carmelite convent at the end of the 18th century in Paris, and the whole opera ends with a most chilling scene. The nuns are guillotined to the sound of the choir singing the Salve Regina. Paul Daniel conducts the chorus and orchestra of English National Opera. The end of Poulenc's opera, The Dialogue of the Carmelites. Incredibly moving to see that performed live. Katrin Wynne-Davis was Blanche in that performance, Paul Daniel conducting the chorus and orchestra of English National Opera. In Tune, if you haven't caught it, has been running an A to Z of opera. Tomorrow night will be up to M for Mad Scene. But if you go to the Radio 3 website, you can still download some of the earlier entries, such as L for Libretto from earlier on today. A while back, I introduced you to Brad Meldow's excellent new double album, Highway Rider. Brad was then my guest on Radio 3 Requests, choosing Tippett as his own selection. High time then we played a little bit more from the new album here on Late Junction. This is We'll Cross the River Together.
Thank you. that long. Nice won't do nothing but 212 and 3. When you got a good woman, you can get every no good dame in town. Got a good woman, you can get every no good dame in town. And when you lose that good woman, all those no good dames will throw you down. She's not so good looking, yes, but she got such affectionate ways. So good looking, but she's got such affectionate ways. Well, now the good looks don't mean a thing. Kind treatment is only what counts these days. Hey, boy.
Carl Martin, Ted Bogan and Howard and Tommy Armstrong recorded in 1972. That was Hoodoo Blues. Hoodoo generally being the sort of magic which gives you power over the one you love. Brad Meldow and orchestra before that, and We'll Cross the River Together from the album Highway Rider, also featuring Jeff Ballard on drums, Joshua Redman on sax. Now a track from a wonderful collaboration from a few years ago, the mighty Bella Fleck with Wiener player V.M. Butt and a Bella Fleck composition called The Way of Love.
Thank you. last night again. You were in my dreams. Several expendable limbs were at stake. You were a prince spinning rims. All sentiments in I was brought in on a palanquin made of the many bodies of beautiful women brought to this place to be examined, swaying on an elephant, a princess of We both want the very same thing. We are praying. I am the one to save you, but you don't even own your own violence. Run away from home, your beard is still blue. With the loneliness of you, mighty men, with your jaws and fists and guitars and pens and your sugar lip. But I've never been to the fire pits with you, mighty. Going to bury your beautiful children. You think you can just stop when you're ready for a change? Who will take care of you when you're old and dying? You burn them to make home to prove your worth. Go along. Moving at a point called the Lord always. starts to get to me, I take to walking. What a woman does is open doors, and it is not a question of locking or unlocking. But I have never seen such a terrible room, gilded with the daughters of the wind who love you.
Joanna Newsom there, and Go Long from her new CD, Have One On Me. Joanna followed on from Bella Fleck with VM Butt and Puvalo Srinivasan, and a number called The Way of Love. Now, this is one of my longer pieces this week. It's by the American Jerome Kitsky, who's inspired by American Indian songs and Beat Generation poetry. He's called this In Bone-Coloured Light, and he pays homage here to the healing powers of the light in an American landscape on a cloudy day.
Thank you.
Jerome Kitsky's In Bone Coloured Light, played there by Zeitgeist. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. I played you some Poulenc earlier, the Salve Regina from the end of his opera, The Dialogue of the Carmelites. Poulenc was inspired by Palestrina, so here's one of his settings of the Salve Regina. French ensemble Academia, conducted by Françoise Lasserre, a setting of the Salve Regina there by Palestrina. Robert Jojendal of the Weekend Guitar Trio has another project on the go, joining up with the trumpeter and horn player Alexei Sachs and the percussionist Andy Popato. There's some lovely music on their CD, Hymn to Undiscovered Land. This is Dancing Blue Horizon. Thank you. Guitarist Robert Jurjendal there with Alexis Sax and Andy Popato, Dancing Blue Horizon. I'm going to end my fortnight of Late Junction, this time with some rather nice sounds from the Shadow Orchestra from London. And before them, Cecil Enderson and Booger Vesseltoft and a track called Voices. Robert Sandell will be here for the next couple of weeks, and I know he's going to be playing more from Laurie Anderson and Brad Meldow, amongst other things. So until next time we meet, a very good night. This is Radio 3 Through the Night, and I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to be keeping you company for a while. The performers in the first three pieces in the next hour are all BBC New Generation artists. They're a pianist, a string quartet, and a trumpeter. Here's Cédric Tiberghien first, with music that's definitely not for the faint-hearted, Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit. Ravel was inspired by the work of Aloysius Bertrand, whose Gothic tales were all the rage in turn-of-the-century Paris. These three pieces depict firstly Ondine, a water nymph, luring young men to their deaths. Then there's a lurid sunset illuminating a corpse hanging from a gibbet. And finally, there's the fiendish dwarf, Scarbo.
Thank you. Thank you.